I think it was. Well, we didn't have, but we got by.
Wasn't too bad then. Up farther north, I guess it was out for 7-8 days.
You're talking about this last one?
This last storm.
It didn't reach us.
Oh, it didn't come down this far?
No, sir.
Oh.
I'm talking about the one we had last
year. Last year. That was last year when we had that. Broke the limbs off the timber. No, we didn't have no ice here this time.
It didn't reach us.
They had it real bad up around Holly Springs.
Oh,
I know it.
Saw pictures of it on television, and it just looked like picture postcards. Looked mighty pretty, but I wouldn't want it.
Awful lot of
sorry
damage.
For the folks that did have it.
They were really, they were out for about a week, I guess, or more.
I imagine so, yes, sir. They was out a bit of a week, or part of them was, because there was so much, they just couldn't get around and get it fixed.
Mm-hmm. One other question about the clothes. What did you keep the clothes in? After they were dry, you'd go out and take them off the line, and what would you?
Well, we usually had we had a box up nailed up on the wall that we stacked them in after we ironed them.
Mm-hmm. And do you have anything called a clothes basket or?
No, sir.
In fact, did you have baskets at all, or what kind were they?
I didn't have any baskets except farm baskets.
Mm-hmm.
I had baskets to pick up the corn to put in the wagon.
We've had lots of rainy weather here lately, and the sun come out the other day, and I told my wife, I said, wish I had a big basket, I'd go out there and fill it up with sunshine and bring it in.
That would be a good thing. Save it for the rest of the month.
Save it for a rainy day.
That's the way to do it. Well, I'd like to switch from the house now to the buildings on the farm. That would you describe the early buildings that you...
Well, of course they had a crib, put the corn in, and usually had a side building on the side to put the livestock in. And that's about it.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the building on the side?
Stable.
That was a stable?
That's right. And where they kept horses.
Mm-hmm. And the barn itself was about how big?
About 18 feet long, I think, and 10 feet wide. I believe that's about the size of it, the main part, and then the sheds on each side. They was about 8 feet wide, and the full length of the main building. One side to put the cows in, the other side to put the horses in.
Mm-hmm. And you call both those side buildings and stables?
That's right, yeah.
And the place where you kept the cows outside, what did you call that?
Past.
They had usually had a lot built around the barn.
Oh yeah, they had.
Called that the barn lot.
Yeah.
And then in daytime they put the cattle out in the pasture ever since then, of course.
Then we had a place then to put hay in too. And that place was 40 feet long, I believe. And we had, we took pine poles and peeled the bark off and nailed them to the plate up here and to the sill down here. And we had them all about 8 inches apart. You put the hay in there.